On today's podcast, I'm going absolutely insane. I have music about flamingos, crazy obese people, disgruntled customers, angry Uber drivers, and more insanity from the intertubes, all on a new podcast of Bobby Bob!
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house. Rob!
Naked Grandma!
I'm so constipated, yeah!
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Welcome, my bubbies. It's Corey. Welcome back to another podcast of Bubby Bub. Today I have a hodgepodge of insanity, a lot of chaos I'm gonna throw at you. Here's an Uber driver that's just fed up with a customer not getting out of his goddamn car.
At the hospital! Administration is right here!
I'm going to the emergency room, sir.
Get in there!
Where?
Get out of my car now!
Where is my destination?
Get out of my car now!
Alright, so apparently she's trying to go to the hospital. She's not getting out of the car.
Sir, I'm asking you...
Get out of my car now! I have the right to tell you when to get out of my car. Right now.
I don't know where I am. I'm asking you, where is my destination? If you will kindly point at where I am supposed to go.
Pulled into your destination. It said here I was at your destination. It's over. Get out of my car now.
It said 1760.
Get out of my car now.
You know, you'd figure that she'd want to get out of the car, especially if it was really urgent. She's at the hospital. Maybe she'd just go to the front desk and figure out where to go. But instead, she decides to stay in the car.
Sir, it said...
Get out of my car now!
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you won't fucking get out of my car!
But you're not to yell at me.
Get out of my car.
Where is my destination?
Get out of my car.
Sir, can you just tell
get
me...
Get out of my goddamn car! Now!
And of course, the internet had to make some remixes. Here's one.
I am pulled into your destination. It's over.
There you go, a little remix from the internet. I'll play a little bit more of this.
The ride is over. You have been extremely rude, extremely condescending this whole trip.
How have I been extremely rude?
You kept me waiting way too long. You showed up and told me you were in a hurry when you showed no actual effort to be in a hurry.
You gotta make money.
Get out of my car now.
I am just
asking you. Get out of my car now.
I don't know where I am.
Get out of my car now. God damn you to hell.
You are facing
get out right fucking now.
You are facing
get out of my car. I'm facing a fucking moron. Get out. Now.
All right, so that's the end of the clip. I imagine that she left the car eventually. But I just can't help it. I love the insanity. I love the chaos.
Addicted to chaos.
There you go, little Megadeth. And the chaos continues with people yelling at each other. It feels like it's Karens versus Darrens getting each other's faces. In fact, one guy was carrying a Trump sign on a college campus and this happened. Yeah, there's no dialogue at all. It's just a woman screaming at the top of her lungs.
This is what happens when you don't take your meds. This is why I don't believe in the legalization of marijuana. This is exactly why I don't believe in the legalization of marijuana.
You know, actually, this is the exact reason why we should legalize marijuana. It would calm her down.
Right here on the Western Washington campus, she's going nuts with the Trump sign. With the Trump sign. She doesn't like the Trump sign.
All right, so I don't know how much more I want to put you through this, but people are coming up to her asking if she's okay, and eventually she does calm down. Wait a minute, nope.
She's anti-Trump.
You know, I'd hate to see what happens to this woman if Trump somehow overturns the election results. She is going to lose her shit.
Come over here!
Oh my God. She keeps going and going.
All right, so I kind of like hearing people scream. Maybe I'll just put it on, like, music in the background. Just hearing the whimpering and screaming.
This apparently is an art. Folks, this an art major. She's an art major.
And now she's doing, like,
art
growls
really
like a metal
downhill.
Singer.
The arts are really going downhill. All
right.
The arts are going downhill.
All right, the arts are going
art
downhill.
Major.
All right. So I don't know if you're getting together with your family on Thanksgiving or not. I really don't know how that's all going to shake out unless you're just like, I don't know, meeting with your immediate family and you've tested negative for COVID. I don't really know how that's going to work, but hopefully you don't go to Thanksgiving and there's a situation where your uncle blurts out something racist in the middle of Thanksgiving dinner and you have something that's that ugly. But one thing that you could bring maybe to Thanksgiving is maybe you cook something from the new Mountain Dew cookbook. That's right, Mountain Dew has released their own new cookbook coming out next week.
Mountain Dew is releasing a cookbook. It's called Big Bold Book of Mountain Dew Recipes. Yes, I'm not kidding, this is a real thing. The creations are either made by fans, inspired by fans, or just enjoyed by them. Recipes in this book include dishes like green pancakes, dew-infused pickles, salsas, and Mountain Dew slushies. Ugh. All right, well, this book is to celebrate the soda's 80th anniversary. It will be sold through its online stores that starts next week.
Yeah, and if you have family that's really into Mountain Dew, maybe they've drank so much Mountain Dew that they've lost their teeth, they've got that Mountain Dew mouth, try to stick with the salsa and the smoothies. That probably would work a lot better than something that's hard on the teeth, right? So this Thanksgiving is shortly around the corner, and there's rising cases of COVID-19. You know, I think for this Thanksgiving, I'm just going to do cardboard cutouts of my family. You know, I'll just put them right around the table. You know, I'll serve them dinner. Well, I'll talk to them, have a conversation. You know, they wouldn't complain about the food. It'll just be like baseball games, right? Or other sports games where there's cheering. They'll cheer for my cooking, right? They'd shut up about politics. We would just eat what we made. Eat the mashed potatoes, goddammit. They're not gluten-free, but today you love them, all right? Let me put it all over your cardboard face. I'm gonna smear it all over you. Eat it up. And when I bring out the burned turkey, I'm gonna get applause. I will just hit a button, they will applaud, and they will enjoy their goddamn food, all right? When I bring out the cranberry sauce, of course I'll get some booze, but that's how that goes. You know, that's just how it's gonna work. Wait. Maybe I need to center myself. Maybe I need to be more of a man, more of a gentleman. What's some advice from others? Here's novelist and poet Charles Bukowski with some advice.
Friendly advice to a lot of young men. Go to Tibet. Ride a camel.
Okay.
Read the Bible.
No thanks.
Dye your shoes blue. Grow a beard. Circle the world in a paper canoe.
If you want to sink, sure.
Subscribe to the Saturday Evening Post. Chew on the left side of your mouth only. Marry a woman with one leg.
You know, that's a tall order. I'm going to have to say that you're probably not going to easily find a woman missing a leg. Let's say if you're single and you're going to a dance club, she's probably not going to be there. They're not going to give that information up on Match.com easily. But there is DisabledSinglesDating.com, so maybe you could find someone there. Good luck.
And shave with a straight razor and carve your name in her arm.
Yeah, what better way to say I love you than to carve your name into her arm? Probably when she's knocked out, because I don't know who the hell would do that if they're awake.
Brush your teeth with gasoline.
That sounds tempting, but, you know, I like more environmentally friendly solutions, if you ask me. The only way you'd ever put gasoline in your mouth would be if you're on the show My Strange Addiction.
1 year ago, Shannon developed a deadly addiction to drinking gasoline. Since then, she's gone from tasting the toxic liquid on her fingers to taking swigs of it every day.
It tastes like sweet and sour, like a tangy sauce. It tingles at first, and then it burns the back of my throat. Even though it hurts me, it makes me feel good.
You know, instead of the Mountain Dew cookbook, I'm going to create the gasoline cookbook. Now you're cooking with gas.
Sleep all day and climb trees at night. Be a monk and drink buckshot and beer. Hold your head underwater and play the violin.
Sounds like a new David Blaine stunt.
Do a belly dance before pink candles. Kill your dog, run for mayor.
You may not want to tell anybody that you killed your dog if you're running for mayor.
Live in a barrel. Break your head with a hatchet. Plant tulips in the rain. But don't write poetry.
There you go. Charles Bukowski giving a little friendly advice for younger men. I'm sure you should probably never do any of those things. But anyway, I listened to a few other Charles Bukowski clips, and this one was kind of interesting.
Most poets, carrots can't even write a simple line.
Well, that's because carrots don't have any fingers.
Like the dog walked down the street.
Okay, I think anybody could write that.
Nothing should ever be done that should be done.
Really?
It has to come out like a good hot beer shit.
Oh, okay.
A good hot beer shit is glorious, man.
Yeah, a good shit is a glorious thing, and I don't necessarily need to have a beer shit, but a good shit is better than being constipated these days. In fact, Tim Henson from Distorted View just mentioned that recently.
Because I've had those massive struggle shits. I'm afraid now I'm going to have a brain aneurysm. I read that somewhere. I read that if you push too hard, you could like pop something in your head. When I was younger, I loved when I was constipated. Or like when I had just a, like, you know, just like when you're shitting a brick. Oh, it feels so good to birth that thing. Anyway, that's neither here. Now I'm afraid of them. I like them soft. I like my turds pliable, thank you.
You get up, you turn around, you look at it, and you're proud. The fumes, the stink of the turds, you look at them. You say, God, I did it. I'm good.
Yeah, there's a nice feeling, a nice relief when taking a good crap. And if you admire your crap so much, why don't you just take a picture?
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
And you flush it away, and then there's a sense of sadness. When just the water is there.
It's as if he lost his firstborn child or something.
It's like writing a good poem. You just do it. It's a beer shit. There's nothing to analyze. There's nothing to say. It's just done.
All right, so there you go. Charles Bukowski talking about his pleasurable beer shits. And now moving from one poet to more of a musical poet, I have Marc Roubaix. I hope I said that right. He is a musician, and he's got a song called I'm a Flamingo. And here's the version of the song live. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Yo, I'm hopping all around. I'm a pink bird. I'm walking all around. Better drink some Wawa. I'm just Flamingo. I'm coming on your shoreline. Here I go. I'm gonna peacefully drink. Yo, I'm slowly creeping up to your front yard. Nothing threatening here. I'm just a flamingo. I'm a flamingo and I'm coming up to you. Oh, is that your child? I'ma rip out his motherfucking eyeball. I'm gonna rip out his goddamn eyeball. I'm a flamingo, I'ma rip out your eyeball. I'm a flamingo and I'll get up in your child's eyeball. No more eyeball, child bitch.
This song is completely freestyle as far as I know, in front of a live audience. Definitely has my attention.
Time for grandma. Time for grandma. It's time for grandma. I'm gonna eat your grandmother. Time for grandma. Give me your grandmother. Give me her vagina. I'm eating your grandmother's vagina. I don't give a fuck. I'm flamingo, bitch. No rules here. No rules here. I eat vagina, then I fly away. Flamingo, goddammit, I don't care. I live by these rules and it's truth or dare, baby. It's a lawless nation for the flamingo. There's nothing that I do can do about it. You I can't know when I'm flying all up. I got a thirst for blood, got a thirst for blood. Got a thirst for blood, I'm gonna come and get ya. I'm a flamingo bitch, I'm gonna come and get your ass. It's flamingo time, I'm time to eat a little snack. Yo, your snack is mine, the snack is your person. Your human body is my appetizer. Then for dinner, I think I'm gonna do croutons and maybe a light baby spinach. I think I might do baby spinach for dinner. But first your sister. And first your sister.
Yeah.
And then your sister's sister. And then your brother's sister. That's right, I'm eating your entire family tree. What's up, bitch? It's me. It's your flamingo. Thank you.
There you go. Mark Rebaye performing live. I'm a flamingo. So there you go. So I've been doing this podcast now a little while. This is episode number 9. You know, and I'd like some feedback. Maybe I should reach out to American Idol contestant William Hung. I'm sure he has some great advice.
Even with a lot of talent in singing, even with a lot of talent in whatever you choose to do, you still have to put in this hard work. And you need that determination and perseverance not to give up.
William, what did you learn from Simon Cowell? Didn't he tell you to go back to school and not pursue music? Hopefully you got a good degree and you're working and everything's doing just fine. Now, I just learned that William Hung is the latest celebrity to join Cameo. And you can get a Cameo video from him for just $20. And you can also chat with him for $4.99. And here he is giving a greeting.
Hello, Dory. This is William Hung from American Idol. I'm sorry to hear that your dog, Michi, died.
Yeah, so he's doing death dedications just like Casey Kasem did.
This is a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
Well, it doesn't faze William Hung at all. He's able to go from a death dedication right into She Bangs.
I heard that she was a corgi, and she was really old, and she was also having back problems. So, you know, I hope that you find something else that can bring you happiness in your life, and here is a song to cheer you up. She bangs, she bangs. Oh, baby, when she moves, she moves. I go crazy cause she looks like a flower, but she stings like a bee. Like every girl in history, you bang.
And that's like every video he records. It's just that song over and over and over again. Now, William gave some good advice, I'm sure. And I wish that some of that good advice would have gone to some kids that were going down the wrong path. In fact, some kids, if they heard this, would probably be in better shape.
Parents, warning signs that might indicate a child's drift towards Satanism include abrupt emotional changes, changes in school habits, rejection of parental values, unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft.
That might be a dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway.
Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references.
Could it be from Judas Priest or Slayer? That is a very dedicated and sad fan.
Rejection of friends, preference for being alone, meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
If you learn some new words at school, you might be a Satanist.
The Geraldo Rivera special, Devil Worship, will continue.
Of course it had to come from Geraldo Rivera. You know, if you don't get those demons taken care of, they could go up your rectum.
Take everything out of the woman body. Everything that's biting her, every sex demon, take it out of her rectum. Take it out of her private part, out of every part of her body. Remove your powers from this woman's body. Take all of them out right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, take it out. Through the torment, come out of this woman's body. Come out of this woman's body. Come out. Come out, snakes. Out, 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 out.
There you go.
And with the torch and the Holy Ghost.
Just blow out that demon.
Drive everything out now. Witchcraft, go. Take the powers out.
There you go.
Take the powers out. Every poison in the stomach. Every poison in the womb. Every poison in the intestines. Come out. Out, 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 out.
Yeah, you just gotta blow them all out of your rectum, and I'm sure those demons will leave, right? Oh, my God. I need to cleanse the palate. How about we watch some wholesome Disney?
But don't worry, those same groups will cheer and celebrate Disney, which is making history by introducing its first bisexual cartoon character. No joke, Disney makes history by introducing its first bisexual cartoon character.
Oh my God!
Disney's series The Owl House, yes, of course, the owl.
All right, so this is a conspiracy theorist guy. The music is very ominous. The owl is in reference to the Bohemian Grove, where there is an owl symbolizing wisdom, and this gigantic statue, it's served in the backdrop of this yearly cremation of care ceremony, which apparently a lot of the world leaders go to, and it's a way for them to exorcise demons. And what else does this conspiracy theorist think?
The show's 14-year-old main character, Luz Nocita, is portrayed as a normal teenager who goes to another world to become a witch. On the show, she has shown both attraction to male characters and recently with a recurring female character named Amity. Does that name ring a bell with anybody in my age group? The Amityville Horror is a movie, or a series of movies, that was made about a home in Long Island in 1974 that was said to be possessed by demonic spirits. That's right, friends. This is the same Disney that's going to make a live-action version of its cartoon Pinocchio, and Tom Hanks will star as Geppetto.
So then he goes on to say that pedo is a reference to pedophiles, which is insane. And people are getting more and more insane. In fact, I have a person flipping out at a retail store.
I looked it up in my system, but unfortunately, I'm not coming across any of Paul Sheldon's books that we have here in the store. Would you like to see if I could order one for you, possibly?
You should have them here. He's very popular.
Well, we're probably
Paul
just sold.
Sheldon?
Most likely just sold out.
Misery. Have you ever read the Misery novels? They're very good.
I'm not familiar with Misery. I'm more of a history kind of guy.
How can you not know Misery? You work here. How can you not know?
Oh, my.
Look, Paul Sheldon writes the Misery novels. They're very good. I'm looking for the latest
Here comes
one.
Karen.
Misery's Child. I really need that to complete my collection. And I really think you need to have that here. Misery.
I don't have it in the store, but I could probably order it for you.
I'm not interested
just
in
waiting. Just bang harder.
I've already waited a long time for the paperback to come out. Paul Sheldon, Misery's Child. Misery, Misery in France, Misery Betrayed, Misery in Love. You don't know any of these books? What kind of cockadoodie bookstore is this?
Cockadoodie.
You don't even know what? Paul Sheldon? Paul Sheldon? Let me tell you
something. You don't know Paul Sheldon?
I am Paul Sheldon's number one fan.
Oh, okay.
His number one fan.
Well, don't fuck with her then.
You can't be telling me that you don't have Paul Sheldon's books here.
Oh, my.
Isn't there anybody here who knows about Paul Sheldon?
No.
Is anybody familiar with the Misery book?
Nobody knows
I'm
it.
I'm telling you, how could any of you be in a bookstore when you don't know Paul Sheldon?
I remember the
when
Misery movie.
When you've never read Misery. What is wrong with you all? I don't understand what is happening.
No worries, man. No worries.
I am looking for a cock-a-doodle-day
book! I can order it for you.
Oh, I feel so bad for this guy. Having to deal with customers like that, I have just 5 words for her. It is probably on Amazon.com. If it was just that simple. You know, this lady at the counter, she was quite overweight. Not as overweight as the following guy we're going to talk about. This is the last clip I have for the day. This clip is called My 3,000-Pound Family. And it's just a father and son, and that's it. The father might weigh, I don't know, 300 pounds. And the other guy is ginormous.
A normal day for me is wake up around 12, figure out something I'm going to eat immediately.
Wow, waking up at 12 p.m. What an early bird getting the worm. Except the worms he likes to eat look like French fries from McDonald's.
TV, video games, bed. It's not a lot of activity. It's hot. It's hot in Georgia. And all my clothing is restricting and tight. So I just sit in there naked, free as can be, and no one bothers me. Door shut. We're good.
There you go. That's who you're playing with online. It's an obese, bedridden, naked gamer.
Oh, no. He's got that one guy that's going to kill me.
No, I think you're going to get killed from diabetes.
I'm accepted in all those virtual reality worlds and the gaming world I'm in. No one sees me.
And that's probably a good thing.
I never would have thought at 34 I'd be living with my father and I'd be have no job, have no real money, and just be playing video games all day. and eating.
You have reached your full potential. Congratulations!
Basically, his one thing that knew made me happy was food. So we just ate like kings, but like in the worst way. Pizzas, chicken, Japanese food, takeout. I mean, me and my dad would get hibachi delivered, sushi by the barrel. I mean, just anything you wanted to eat, we were getting.
Sounds like dad was an enabler and put this guy in a bad situation. But, you know, things go both ways. You can say no at some point, even though I know it's really tough.
He'll tell me what to get him, and I come right back a lot of times in case that's too much food. But I'll get it for him and bring it to the house and put it right in front of him. He's my son. I love him. I love to make him happy.
And he is living the dream, right?
I'm not buying the groceries. I'm not buying the frozen pizzas. I'm not buying the chicken wings.
Oh, come on. You're eating it all.
There's someone facilitating the food coming in, and it's not me.
Yeah, don't take any responsibility at all.
Now, there are moments afterwards where, like, I've ate so much where I feel sick.
Okay.
But I don't mind overeating and just going and throwing up in the bathroom. No big deal. It's all coming back out. It didn't affect me. If I could just eat, not gain weight, would be fantastic.
That is not how things work. You can't just eat whatever the hell you want. You're gonna have some consequences.
So I bathe outside of this trough currently because I cannot physically bathe in a sit-down bathtub or stand-up shower area.
So this guy hasn't been able to get into the bathroom to take a regular shower, so he has to bathe in a large metal tub on the back of his deck so they can drain all of the water into the river. Wow.
Because I'm a bigger guy with like folds and flaps, and I have to move around like almost like a pig in a way and wallow and roll over to get like the back of my leg. I have to lift up literal like pieces of skin.
Well, at least he admits he's like a pig, but he's more like a walrus.
There's two times where I've been kind of stuck in the shower and I couldn't get up. I sat in there for like 9 hours.
What?
Just couldn't get up.
9 hours in the bathtub? That's when you have to probably realize, you know, this whole lifestyle's not really working for me. I might have to bust out a salad now.
Me and my dad's relationship is it's kind of touch and go. Like, sometimes we'll have great moments together. And then recently, in these past, like, years, there's a lot of, like, negativity and anger and frustration. But now I'm at a size to where I need him to help me do things that just no parent wants to be doing when you're in your, you know, 30s or whatever.
Yeah, you don't want to be getting hosed off in your 30s.
Yeah, just pour it on my head. All right, slowly. And my back. Yeah.
You know, this guy reminds me of Francis from the movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Do you remember that movie? He's a big guy. He's in the bathtub. Remember that clip?
I want to see Francis.
Francis is busy.
Busy doing what?
He's having his bath.
Oh, really? Where are they hosing him down?
Ah, those were the good old days where you can tell a fat joke and not get canceled. And now he's talking about his dad wiping his ass.
I need his help a little bit to clean myself. You know, wiping just my ass. Because, I mean, I can't reach everything on my back and I can't reach everything below me, so...
That's sad, man. The guy cannot really move around. He can't bathe without his dad. He can't take a shit and wipe his own ass without his dad. If you ever get to that point where you're not able to do those things or having a harder time doing those things, maybe it's time to change your diet. Go for a walk. Change some things. Change your lifestyle. Ugh, horrible. Anyway, that is all the time I have for today. If you'd like to contact the show, you can shoot me an email at coreysunday@gmail.com. You can also call into our voicemail line at 77-HEY-BUBBY. That's 774-392-8229. You can also check me out on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. All of the links are in the show notes. I also have a Discord where you can get together with other freaks and chat about things, share videos, talk about the show, and so on. And I also have the website, bubbybub.com. If you like the podcast, share it with a friend or two. You can also donate. Again, all the information's in the show notes. Now, to wrap things up, here's an Eddie Van Halen tribute song, since he passed away recently. This is a mashup from DJ Cummerbund with Gloria Gaynor and Van Halen. Again, thanks so much for listening to the show. I bub you very much. Yeah.
Is this the first time you've eaten beaver?
This is my first beaver. Yeah. It's a big, this is a very big moment. This
dun,
is
dun, dun.
First of all, this is, this is fabulous. Out of sight.
Oh, thank you.
But now I understand it's very, very mild. Mm-hmm. It is really, really good.
Thank you.
Nice beaver.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrob Media Group. Learn more at scrob.net.